Excuse
but it's
me.
Wrong with the people that's coming to the building we call church. I don't want to get that twisted because God is not tainted. Amen. But my thing is we do the tainting. We bring the delusional pictures. We do all kind of stupid crap. And because like I said, people come from all walks of life. You know, the scripture says, come as you are, right?
Right.
You're
right.
Coming because you need something. I'm not telling you to come naked. We got that. I could teach a lesson on that. Put you some clothes on. He didn't tell you
right,
something
right,
like that,
right.
Okay?
Right.
Have some respect for yourself. But my thing is this, is that men's hearts are failing for fear. That is word. You have a lot of men and women who will not stand on the legit principles of God. And they are swayed. They are swayed to some who are getting rich. They are swayed to that because you have some preachers who are struggling. They are really struggling, but they love God, okay? Mm-hmm. And you have some people in the White House who are mm-hmm. struggling, and they believe in the principles, and they believe in doing things for people, but it's the masses, mm-hmm. the persuasion of the masses. And so there is a catch-22 here. So my thing is this, in this season that we're living in, we're going to have to get a mind of our own. We're going to have to be stable in our mind. We're going to have to be able to think for ourselves because I'm tired of flesh thinking for me and telling me what I need to do. Okay?
Well, but that's kind of part of the problem. You have, you know, Jesus was right to refer to us as sheep because he's right about everything because these people will be led around and they won't say a word. Somebody I work with told me a story one time. Older man goes to a Methodist church, a white person, and he said they had a visiting preacher there, and the preacher said during his message that Jesus wasn't the only way, that there were many other ways to salvation, and the guy said nobody in the church said a word. They all just sat there, and that's kind of the problem I think that we have. We have on the one hand people who have, like you said, no belief in God, no reverence in God. And then on the other hand, you've got a whole lot of either fake Christians or coward soldiers that will
that
not
part.
Stand up that for part. The word of God. Because I just, you know, kind of can't wrap my head around the fact that you have people calling themselves evangelical Christians,
man,
all throughout the Republican Party, but none
Come
of
on.
Them will stand up for the true, unadulterated word of God.
Right.
You can't tell me that,
right.
you know, molesting women, raping women, cheating on your spouse,
right.
Hating people who come from certain countries or because of the color of their skin. You can't tell me all of that is okay with you can't tell me having somebody who is a known basically thief because you haven't paid a lot of your creditors, not to mention all the other dirt that you've done that you've been convicted for, like defrauding banks and whatnot so that you can get better loans, rates, rates. You can't tell me that all of that is okay with the one true living God because he tells us in his word what makes what lets us know what a Christian is. Whenever you believe in Jesus Christ, you automatically get sealed with the Holy Spirit. That's that's just the word of God. And the Bible says that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. So if none of that is showing up on these so-called Christians telling you that they're your political leaders as well as your religious leaders, then guess what, folks? You can't tell me that you a banana and I'm looking at sour grapes. When I feel
That's exactly right.
And that's the problem we have. We have people who are claiming to be Christians. The trees that is their spirit ain't showing none of the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
None of the characteristics
of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And then they're following these so-called Christian preachers and leaders who are telling them what they want to hear. And none of them have the love of Jesus Christ in them. They the ones that's gonna be hollering, "Lord, didn't I do this for you? And didn't I do that for you?" And he gonna say, "I made you, but I don't know you."
Don't know you.
Wow.
That's exactly right. And you know, I tell you what.
And real quick, you know, my major problem, just like they fight against each other in the White House, mm-hmm. we fight against each other even in our culture. Mm-hmm. And so that is not something that's taught. That is something that is put on us through it's learned behavior.
Yeah, it is learned behavior.
I should say taught too, but learned behavior. But we have to look at the orchestrator who's behind the whole process. Mm-hmm. The whole process is conquer and divide. That's not God.
Of course.
That's not it. God wants us to walk in the divine truth. But we have the word of God.
God unifies us.
Yeah.
Right.
Even in the word of God, it talks about people who walking in idol worship. And this has been eons. This is nothing new to us. And I don't know why. Mm-hmm. Some people are acting so surprised. I saw a little statement the girl said. She said, all of these churches and all of these gods, she said, but there's only one devil.
That's right.
She said, help me to understand that. Well, Satan brings the confusion. He brings the division. He paints delusional pictures. One of the things, William, I wanted to talk about too, about these evangelists. We used to tell evangelists, these evangelists that go from church to church, and they go from church to church to get money and molest children. I've known some that touch children. And that's why a shepherd is not, a lot of these shepherds, not like David was. Come on, let's talk about this.
Like they take the sheep.
Yes,
that's exactly right.
Right. They're not genuine shepherds, because genuine shepherds serve people.
Right.
Okay, bishops, pastors, evangelists, all. You're supposed to serve the sheep. You're supposed to take care of them. I said one thing. I'll make you laugh, and this is my last statement on this. Mm-hmm. You have some of these charlatans who call themselves pastors and watchers. They're not really watching for the soul. Mm-hmm. They're watching what's coming out of your pocket and how much you gain. In fact, they even try to itemize. I had somebody who itemized my tithes and stuff and said, I need to give more. I'm like, wait a minute. But anyway, I was the right one. But anyway, but my thing is this, you cannot dictate. And if they study the word of God, they'll find out you charlatans were supposed to take the money to the storehouse. But anyway, that's another lesson. But my thing is, I want to say this, is that they were supposed to serve us. They're supposed to care for our souls, the outcome of our spiritual mind, our mental health status. They're supposed to counsel us in the right direction. They're supposed to mend relationships where you have some slewfoots in there tearing people apart. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to come in there. But what I found out is when the wolves come, the shepherds who call themselves pastors climb up in the tree and let the sheep, and this is my synopsis, climb the tree and they let us fight.
Yep. And then that's exactly
they let
right.
us fight. And then when the fight's over, then they want to get down and flex.
That's
my
right.
Thing is stop flexing until you get it right. You're going to pass out flexing, because my thing is this. You have not done what God has told you
That's
to
exactly
do.
Right.
And many have fallen short. And the scripture said you did run well. What hindered you?
Right.
What did
right.
you look at to call the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life?
That's right.
Those three are major dangers.
And Dr. Sims, to hitchhike on your point there, they will climb out of danger, and then when the battle is over, they'll come down and see and say if they're victorious without this clown, then come and see what God did for you. It's all.
Okay. But we so glad it was God, because it showed up for you.
That's right.
You weren't no help.
Absolutely. I'm going to this other clip right now. I want you guys to check this out. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's see what we got here. All right, I think I should unmute it.
When this was what Trump said, Trump and his team said on the topic.
A resolution to formally ban Trump from spending RNC money on legal fees never saw a vote. Republicans instead take Trump at his word.
The Trump campaign has has confirmed that indeed they have no plans to spend any RNC dollars on it and will not do it. And we appreciate that very much.
Anyone who gives any money to the RNC, can you assure them or not that nothing will be used for the former president's legal proceedings?
Look, the president's campaign has made it perfectly clear that they are not going to ask for any of those legal funds to be coming out of the RNC. So that's a done deal.
You are never going to guess what happened next.
Before we continue with the story, we depend on members to keep on going. Don't wait. Click join now on YouTube.
That's right. Trump is going back on his word. What happened in between? Laura Trump became co-chair of the RNC. Now, some details. Donald Trump's new joint fundraising agreement with the RNC directs donations to his campaign and a political action committee that pays the former president's legal bills before the RNC gets a cut, according to a fundraising invitation obtained by the AP. Trump has invited high-dollar donors to Palm Beach, Florida, for an April 6th fundraiser that comes as his fundraising is well behind President Joe Biden's and National Democrats. The invitation's fine print says donations to the Trump 47 committee will first be used to give the maximum amount allowed under federal law to Trump's campaign. Anything left over from the donation next goes toward a maximum contribution to Save America, and then anything left from there goes to the RNC and then to state political parties. Trump's campaign has an insane defense to this. The Trump campaign noted that Save America spends on expenses other than legal fees and that donors to the April fundraiser who contribute the suggested $814,600 per person or $250,000 per person will only have 5,000 of their donation going to Save America, sending hundreds of thousands of dollars to the RNC. Save America could use that money, Trump's Save America leadership PAC, the political committee that now functions primarily as his legal slush fund, reported paying lawyers, $5.6 million last month, according to FEC filings. That's well above the $5 million total the PAC raised in the same period. PAC ended the month with roughly $4 million in the bank. I mean, Brett, can you believe this? Trump said he wasn't going to take RNC money to pay his legal bills this now, and now he's doing it. He's a liar. He's a hypocrite.
So good. It's a hostile takeover. These are the barbarians that got through the gate, my friends. Like, it's so funny that the RNC is like the business party, right? They're the ones of like business, and there should be an unfettered free market capitalism. And that's really what should govern how America works. That's the one thing they care about. They pretend to care about God and abortions and whatever, but they don't. They only care about money. And that exact ethos is what Trump employed to take over the party. People say, like, I want the government to run like a business. Well, it is the Republican National Convention is now run like a business, but that business is run by the super shadiest businessman who just comes in and sucks everything out for himself. Like, this is what happens when the economy they want takes over their own party. Trump is essentially the vulture capitalist who is taking all the value out and using it for himself. And they're all going to start crying. And they were like, and the truth is at the end of it, they just don't have the power. Trump has the power. What they forgot to do as part of the RNC is be dynamic. And the Republican politicians forgot to be entertaining and be engaging and be talented. And they got a guy that showed up and just stuck it to them, got people excited about being a Republican again. And he never was doing that to save America, make America great again. He was only doing that for himself. And the negative externality of that for the RNC is that the money's going to go pay Trump's lawyers because Trump is a charlatan and he is a convicted fraudster.
Yeah, well, he did try, like, cancer patients or people in bankruptcy to
cut his teeth. He cut his teeth on kids' charities.
Yeah, well, he did try the GoFundMe route, which is sadly a last resort for a lot of people, including Trump. But he felt just a little bit shy of his goal. He raised $1.8 million of the $355 million. Their target amount to pay off his judgment. But this week, his campaign sent out a new fundraising appeal. Goes on to say, so before the day is over, I'm calling on 1 million pro-Trump patriots to chip in and say, stop the witch hunt against President Trump. All we need, it's an easy plan, Brett. We just need 1 million people to donate $355. I think they can do it.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't put it past them. Like, that's so sad. This is by and large the same party whose constituents give every last dollar to, like, you know, a mega preacher. And this whole thing is not that different. The DNA of supporting Trump, a billionaire, to care about you is the same as, like, those prosperity gospel preachers who you give money to save you forever. I do want to show graphic 8 again. Is this the image that they chose to represent their GoFundMe? Like, instead of them looking defiant and proud, it just looks like they found, the photo looks like they just found out no one donated to the GoFundMe. Yeah, no one bought any muffins at
Trump
our base
is sad.
Sale.
Donate now.
It's so bad. It's tough. I don't like it when, you know, I think there's something weirdly karmic about me celebrating, you know, poorly bad for my karma about me celebrating about someone hitting financial ruin, but I just don't have confidence that he'll ever actually pay the consequences. If he does, it'll be like, it won't feel real until much, much later. But this all seems like the road to Trump not being rich anymore.
Yep. Oh, I'm going to cut that right now. Let's get back to the panel. Anne.
Well, you know, Letitia James is not playing. If Trump doesn't come up with this money to pay this judge, she is going to seize some assets. Now let me just say, $1 billion is a lot of money, but it's not an infinite amount of money. Mm-hmm. He claims to be a billionaire. You know, you take 300 million. Out
Four, of 455, million. Over 500, saying? Half billion now.
Right. And then not only that, you owe, that Carol lady, her judgment. And then there are other cases, you know, coming down the pipeline. Not to mention the fact that he himself is filing lawsuits, frivolous though they may be, most of the time, against other people. So when he's asking for money, he's literally trying to protect what he can of his own personal assets and spending up other people's money. They're fools if they give him anything. Just dumb if they give him a dime. But, you know, you have this group of people that so loves him, so believes in him, so wants him to be in power again, that I have no doubt that he will get somebody to give him some money.
That's right.
They've done it before, giving him a lot of money for his campaign and for other stuff that he's asked for money for. And they're the dummies. I will not give him a dime. Obviously, I'm not the one. But
me too, sister.
You would think that at this particular point, they've seen enough. They've heard enough. They've gone through enough, you know, to know better. But I truly don't think for them it's about having somebody with the moral turpitude to lead the country. It's truly about what political party you're a part of. And as long as it's their political party and you're advancing their agenda, their ideals, then they'll vote for you. And that's sad, especially when you look at the polar opposite with the Kennedys. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw it, but there was a photo of the Kennedy family with President Biden. Notably absent was Robert Kennedy.
That's right.
Who is running for office as a Republican. But, you know, they call out, like, you know, the wrong that he does. They don't, just because he's their family member, they don't co-sign everything that he does and says. They make it plain, it's something wrong here.
There's something wrong. Taking up on that point, they saying it's a lot. As a matter of fact, they've gone out publicly saying that it's something nefarious about this guy. And so, and it's pretty much like I thought that the country would listen to Donald Trump's niece, Mary Trump, who is a licensed PhD, licensed clinical psychologist. She says, there's something wrong with him. He's the most dangerous person in the world. That's what his own niece said. Now, can you think of anybody other than his mom, dad, and sisters and brothers that know this guy as well as we do? They know some things about him that they probably wouldn't even say on air, but she'll go to the link and say, look, this guy is dangerous. I'm going to tell you something right now. And I would advise anybody who is pro-Trump, please don't, I wouldn't respond. You can do whatever you want, but we'll know who you are. You got to be some of the dumbest people. You got to be some of the dumbest people in the world if you vote for this four-time charge, 91 indictments, two-time impeached, okay? And also just been not convicted, but let's see, in a civil trial, what did they call it? Liable for rape, E. Jean Carroll, almost $90 million there. Okay, and he's too stupid to keep his mouth shut. And it is absolutely insane. So, and those of you who want to, oh no, it's all a hoax. Folks, 91 charges, 91. Okay, most of us, if we had one, we'd be in prison right now.
Okay. You know?
We'd be in prison right now. 91? And don't forget how, if you go back, well, I had someone on one of my programs and they were saying, and this is, earlier in, my broadcast career on this network. And what I call this, guy a line A right there on the air. I sure did. I sure wow. did. I did. And I threatened to cut his mic if he spewed another piece of garbage on my network. This is a true story, folks. Cause I got a text and that same show, I got a, and he was in studio and I got a text from Dr. Demery and another one of my frat brothers said, hey, William, calm down, calm down. And Dr. Demery said, William, don't jump across that table on this dude. This is a true story. I am
but
telling
you. You know what, William? They don't want you to uncover them. Okay?
No.
And when we talk about, and I know what you're talking about with Trump and all of them, that's why I'm just sitting back and like trying to get my guidance because they're both frustrating to me and what's going on in both parties. But what I have a problem with is that we're grown enough to agree to disagree, and I understand that. Through the lineage of time and who's done what, who didn't do nothing, who right. did a bunch of talking, okay? Right. And a politician will say anything to get voted back in. Mm-hmm. I don't care what you say. Well, even with the debates. And I looked at those debates and I'm paying real close attention.
They lie.
through their teeth. And sister girl, the one with the red dress on, I ain't gonna call her name. But anyway, she come tell me, I'm concerned about my children. Come to find out, she embezzled a whole lot of money herself mm-hmm. and gave it to her sister and all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. They all got some issues. See, if we were to really do some uncovering, a whole lot of them charlatans sitting up there got records. It's just they tapped into their stuff. Or they don't, you know, you got your back, you got mine. Mm-hmm. But it's who they go after. And I get it. I get it. We do that in the church, too. Okay? Mm-hmm. We do what they call... I call spiritual assassins in the church. Spiritual assassins. If you do not, I'm talking about media, I'm on one today because I'm sick and tired of this foolishness. In case, call my number in case you want to talk science.
That's right. they can call mine too. And no, oh,
my number, 951-228. I'm giving mine 951-9980. Girl is not scared. I have been scared most of my life, but not no more people. Ooh. I know. When you find out your worth and your strength, you have a right to speak up. But what I was saying is that you have people on both ends in the church and in the character assassins, spiritual assassins, sent out assassins. How is a pastor going to hire another private investigator and find out another pastor who's running for an office because you want to get in office because the money is right when you get it? This is the kind of foolishness that I'm saying. You're supposed to be brothers in the Lord and saying, love each other.
In the Lord.
I heard that.
I made another, I have to make that emphasis because.
Yeah, you made it.
We kiki-ki and grin in each other's face, you know.
Right.
Hypocrisy. Hypocrisy at its finest.
Right.
And this upper echelon gets me because I don't understand it. Some of them won't even come out and give nobody a cup of water. Okay, I'm talking now. Okay, somebody won't come out and even, you know, embrace them. You're too good to be embraced, you know.
Right.
And so, my Jesus wasn't like that. I don't know exactly. Where y'all saw that. Mm-hmm. We're acting like you so precious and so,
right.
Oh, yes. You need to sit down somewhere, like my grandma used to say.
Right. Don't sit.
Right. That's right.
And get some humility and some love.
Right.
In the end, what's going to happen, you're going to find out this wasn't about you, boo-boo, at all.
Amen.
That's right.
It wasn't about you. It wasn't about your status.
Amen.
It wasn't about all of this. Because, see, a lot of our churches have accepted concept of these charlatan gods. I'm going to be honest with this right here. And you have walked away from the authentic God. And so my thing is this, if I believe, and what happened to separate the church and state anyway? What happened to all
okay.
that?
Dr. Sims, let me ask a question real quick. Again, when you say, what happened to these people believing in the authentic God? Going back to my original question was, do these people really believe in God at all anyway?
Wonder.
Okay.
Well, I told you about this movie now. Let me say this. The movie, I encourage everybody to go watch it. It's called Left Behind.
Okay.
And so, you know, and people, when God came for to get his people, his children, they left the clothes. They were hugging them and the clothes was left. Okay. That's how quick God is coming in through here. He's not asking you to sit in no line and get on no bus. He's not doing that. He's just coming to resurrect you. But what happened, this young lady went to a church. And she was looking for her brother. Everybody was confused. The babies was gone. Whoever God took, right? Mm-hmm. But here's the deal. The pastor's sitting up there in the front pew. Leaning over. Wait a minute. Leaning over. And she walked up and she said, have you seen my brother? He said, no, I haven't seen your brother. And then she stopped in the middle of the church. She said, wait a minute. Why are you still here?
Right.
He said, because I didn't believe what I was teaching.
Wow.
What I was ministering.
See?
And so many of them, and listen, there was another family where saints would dude it up with hats blocking blessings and all kind of stuff and just, you know, dressed up nice. You could dress up a devil. Okay.
I said yes, you can.
Yes, I said it.
Put lipstick on them too.
You can dress up a devil and make it look like it's got something going on, but it really hasn't. So in this particular movie, where the Lord came through and collected the righteous, his children, because there is a standard that God requires, or people forgot that, are forgetting that. There is a line, there is a plan that God has established for us.
Right.
To walk. There is a prerequisite that we must abide by, okay? Mm-hmm. And so, because he's such a loving God, every day we wake up, we get a chance, another chance to get
that's
it right.
That's right. You know, happened, let me just say this real quick. What you said was so powerful, Dr. Simpson. What I deciphered from that was, and I'm thinking, how many people are to see?
I'm experiencing a really bad storm, so if I get away from here, I was telling Andy, the wind is blowing. It's like
I understand
getting alerts on my TV and stuff. So
well,
if I have to get on out the way, I don't want to be floating to Virginia.
Just go find your safe spot.
That's right. Yeah, you don't want to float to Virginia because, you know, I've got something to tell you.
Ain't nobody scared of you. I told you to Virginia. I should really not know where Ann was.
You come over here.
Okay, thank you, Ann. I don't know why.
Yeah, go to safety. I understand that. Yeah.
I told you nobody's afraid of you.
We actually have a question on the table from Diane Floyd.
She says, okay, go ahead.
Can someone explain how is it that he is able to run again with all the legal issues?
Because all the rest of them got issues too. Okay.
No. Hold on one second, Dr. Sims. I want to go to Ann right there because there is something that says in the 23rd or 24th Amendment or something that says that if you are, it doesn't even say that you, if you were convicted, right. It says that if you participated in an insurrection, you are disqualified for running for president. Now,
and you've had, I believe it was the state of Colorado, mm-hmm. where they said that he couldn't appear on the ballot.
And that doggone Supreme Court, Clarence Thomas, that knucklehead.
Yeah, I believe the people, the attorney general, and was it New Hampshire? Might have been Connecticut, but I think it was mm-hmm. New Hampshire.
There were three states.
Right. That made similar findings. And so while normally, if we were talking about a normal
yeah,
Supreme
okay,
Court,
what is that?
I probably would be in agreement with them, you know, about this being something that the federal government should have a say in and not necessarily the states. But as we've seen with this particular Supreme Court, that's sown chaos throughout the country by saying states' rights when it suits them.
That's right.
For instance, when it comes to guns and abortion,
and Trump,
they want it all to be a matter for the states, you know, mm-hmm. to decide what type of laws they're going to impose. Of course, they're not going to allow the states to say that you can't have a gun, period. But they made it pretty clear in a lot of the cases before them that they give preference to states' rights. But on this particular issue, no, they don't want the states who have to be in charge of elections, because that's the way the Constitution puts it. Each state is in charge of the electoral process.
Right.
They don't want the states to say, oh no, this person can't be on the ballot. So I think it's another form of hypocrisy from the Republicans, because they're the ones, the Republican justices are the ones who are always touting, you know, states' rights. As a matter of fact, I believe the legal opinion from the Colorado court cited the Supreme Court's language about states' rights when it came to the issue of abortion in the Dobbs case. But this is them doing what they were hired to do by 45. Mm-hmm. And I think we're going to have a lot more injustices from this particular Supreme Court on a plethora of topics and issues that come before them.
You know, I wish, Anne, that we could just do away with the Supreme Court altogether. Because,
I don't either, Anne. I don't.
No, I do. I'm gonna tell you why. Let me rephrase that. This Supreme Court, the way it is right now, the way it's structured right now, there is a bias there. There is a bias, and it was packed, and it was done maliciously and on purpose to serve Donald Trump. That's why he picked those three. He got the luck of the draw. When he got in office, there were vacancies there due to death and whatever, or retirement. And he got the luck of the draw, and he was able to, even in his last year, when that Mitch McConnell, I had to catch myself right now, okay, said before that they weren't going to sit a new Supreme Court justice in a president's last term.
Right. Well, they did that to President Obama, which is why
they did it to President Obama.
Right.
And then when it came around that Trump was in his last year, he was asked the same question. And you know, he says, oh, I'm going to sit him. This is absolutely. Now, so folks, I'm going to tell you guys something right now. And also I'm going to, Diane Floyd, she says both parties lie. Mm-hmm. I'm going to address that. And this is to those of you out there that infuriate me when you talk about a both sides argument. Yeah, they both lie. However, I keep score. I keep score. I keep score. Okay. I will take the 2,000 or 3,000 lies that the Democrats have paid against Donald Trump's 30,000 verified lies.
That's just him.
And that's just him. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Right now. Okay. And I want you to check this out, Ram. And I want you, ladies and gentlemen out there, just listen to me right now. Because I studied this stuff. As a matter of fact, Ann and Dr. Sims, I had to stop looking at the news when I get up in the morning. I was in the habit of looking at it because I studied this stuff. I've been a student of politics since Watergate.
Wow.
Okay. And so you don't have to go to college if you study enough. Okay, you may not have to go to college if you study enough. But what I'm saying is, I study this stuff, and I can only stand 2 or 3, 5 minutes of Fox News. Fox is totally biased. Now you can say what you want to say about CNN or MSNBC, but I find that those networks they criticize Biden. Okay. And they criticize Trump rightfully. Let's start right there. Both sides lie. You're right. But if this side has told me thousands of lies and you told me 2, I'm going to have to go with the 2. Okay. So it's simple math to me. Okay. Right. So you have to look at
what's
it like
the
this.
Quality of the lie. You got to look at the quality of the lie.
Quality. Don't
you
did.
Hey, Dr. Sim. Dr. Sim.
A lie is a lie.
It is. But Dr. Sim. Dr. Sim. But you can't compare 1,000 to 2. I mean, come on. I understand. Okay, those are 2 lies. Let me finish.
We're talking about quality.
Yeah, well, you're exactly. Okay, I'm going with your sister this time. Okay, but anyway.
No
okay.
No. A lie is a lie.
I understand. Dr. Sims, don't filibuster right now. Let me talk a little bit. Do you mind, young lady, if I state my case? Let me state my case. Okay. Number one, I hate this both sides lie because I look at what's going on. And I'm going to quote Mitch McConnell. Oh, and a lot of people blame Barack Obama for not doing enough for black people. Mm. They blame him. hold it 1 second. Do we understand that Mitch McConnell got on the Senate floor and says, we don't care what Barack Obama wants to pass, even if it's in the benefit of our country, we're not going to go along with it. Let's stop right there.
He said it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Now, you have to understand, hold on. You have to understand the 3 parts of government. Mm-hmm. The president can propose something, but then you also have your House and your Senate. Mm-hmm. If he passes it down, say, I propose this. It goes to that no good, good for nothing, evil Congress. And it depends on who's in power, even if it's going to be put on the floor.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. If the president can propose anything, if it doesn't even get a chance to go on the floor, it doesn't get a vote. If it doesn't get a vote, then it doesn't even go over to the Senate. Okay? The House, the way I understand it, they take up on these bills. Okay? And they decide whether they'll take it up or not, and then they put their proposals down, or take that proposal, they pass it on to the Senate, and the Senate has to be the ones to make it into law. But even if you have a president that has good intentions that wants to do something for America, if the House and the Senate does not do the right thing, nothing happens. Okay? Congress has, you're right, Diana Floyd, Congress has to allow it. So I don't want to hear this both sides stuff. I don't want to hear it because I'm going to tell you right now. I'm not finished. I haven't gotten off this horse yet. Okay. No, I'm not done because I'm passionate about this. I'm not calming down. It's called the Boomerang Radio Show for a reason. Grace, No. Yeah. Like me. Yeah. Okay. I got you. Okay. Don't get me started here. So. Was long, but now. Okay. But anyway, let me get back to business right here. I found.
Go ahead. We listen.
William, you know what? Don't change the situation.
No, hold on. Hear me out. What I'm saying is, you look at the Congress right now. They are the lowest producing, performing Congress ever. Yeah. The Democrats, I'm going to say this, are trying to promote gun legislation, economic legislation, jobs legislation, all of these things, and who's blocking it? It's the doggone Republicans, and that is a fact. So what I'm saying is, if you have the majority, you are in charge and can pass whatever rules that you want, implement whatever rules you want, and that's why I hate that imbalance there. Okay? And The Republicans are some evil, evil, evil people, and I stopped cussing. I'm glad that I did, people. All right? I stopped cussing on air. Okay, go on. Yeah.
Well, what I want to say is, and it ties into what you just said, that's the reason why we shouldn't get rid of the Supreme Court. What we've got is right-wing extremists who have exploited the checks and balances that were put in place since the inception of this country. America has had one of the most stable democracies in the world because we have a system where the legislative is checked by the executive. The executive is checked by the judicial. The judicial is checked by the legislative. In other words, the three, it goes around and around in a circle. The three of them have been, up until this point, a pretty good check on the other. But now, what you got is, in my opinion, a group of terrorists, homegrown terrorists, that have weaponized politics and exploited this particular weakness. So you had, with Donald Trump in office, you had the majority on the Supreme Court that were Republican. He had the majority in the Senate, which is why he was never impeached. And of course, you had him sitting on the executive. So you, if he had, and then when he had the majority in the House too, and they still couldn't get stuff passed. You had basically a trifecta going in the Republicans' favor. The issue, in my opinion, is if he were to win the election in the fall, then what you're going to have is a very, very serious problem. Because, like, you know, when he was in office the first time, the Lord had me tell you all on the air, you think he's a booger bear now.
Right. Wait till
he, it's time for him to give up power. And lo and behold, he started a whole insurrection, tried to take down the entire government. I'm willing to bet that he's going to get it right the second time around if he's allowed to get back in power. It's gonna be even harder to get him to give up the power than it was that first time around. And we need a system in place that allows us to have the checks and balances, but we need to shore it up so that, number one, he's not able, or these terrorists aren't able to exploit the weaknesses anymore. Now that we know what they are, another thing that we need to do is to make sure that we have our voting rights protected, because they're attacking that as well. They're attacking it with gerrymandering. They're attacking it with not allowing people to vote as much as they can. They're trying to suppress votes. There are just a lot of different ways that our right to vote is being attacked. Right. Not to mention the fact that there are lots of attacks on, as I think William mentioned early, DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Mm-hmm. They don't like that. They never have since the civil rights movement. They have been against diversity, equity, and inclusion, but they are really against it now. And they're trying to find ways to keep a majority Caucasian majority in the United States. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of that has to do with why you got this attack on abortion and fertility, all these different things coming up. So we need to decide what we want our country to look like mm-hmm. over the next 4 years, and not just the next 4 years, but beyond the next 4 years, because I don't think we're going to have a democratic society if we allow Trump and the right-wing Republican extremist terrorists to maintain or regain control like they had when Trump was in office the first time.
You know what? I think, and I'm listening to everybody, and I'm paying, like I said before, mm-hmm. I'm paying close attention, okay? Mm-hmm. Whereas before, we voted and did things out of custom, okay? Mm-hmm. I think we have a right to, and I hear both sides, okay? Mm-hmm. But I'm standing back. When was that, like, color purple to see what the color of the wall is going to look like?
Right. Anyway,
that's my feeling at this point. But I'm being very cautious about mm-hmm. my life, my children's life, my grandbaby's lives, mm-hmm. and my children's children's life. I believe, and here's the thing that I believe in this, mm-hmm. is that I believe when the people start voicing their dissatisfaction with even the immigration mm-hmm. influx, guess what? The White House paid attention, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, we as a people, I keep telling people to wake up and speak your voice. Let them hear what's on your mind, because this playing patty cake with each other mm-hmm. in the kitchen, I'll put my kitchen in there, okay? Mm-hmm. In the kitchen, in your living room, in mm-hmm. your cars, that's not resolving anything. I mean, we're so divided. And my thing is this, is that we've been made to feel many years, I feel, this is my feeling, that I really didn't have a choice in mm-hmm. any matters, you know? And I know William deals with facts and reports and all this kind of stuff, but mm-hmm. I'm of this persuasion. I don't care if nobody like it. They can pad a report. I don't care, because we did it. I was in corporate. You can pad a report. You can pad numbers. You can make statistics look like they're this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. William, don't say nothing, because I'm talking my mind. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. But anyway, this is on a lighter mm-hmm. note. But my thing is this, is that we have to be knowledgeable enough of what the laws are and what to pass.
That's right.
What not to pass. And when you don't do that, you're subject to be led by the nose by anyone. Mm-hmm. And this reflects in your home. This reflects in your mental mm-hmm. status. This is a reflection of the churches. You've got to be wise enough to know, what do you want individually? Okay. Mm-hmm. What is the outcome, the best outcome that you want for your life? I'll listen to folks. I will. But in the end of the day, it will be my choice. And,
right.
And my thing is this, that we are passionate about what we believe. And that's mm-hmm. okay about mm-hmm. being passionate. But everybody has a right. And yet we're trying to make people see this and we're trying to make people see that. But at the end of the day, they're going to sit down like I do. I'll sit down and I'm going to rationalize. And then I'm afraid to ask God which way I should go. Please tell me, because a girl seems to be confused in some areas. And it's getting more confusing now because they're throwing so much at us. Okay. Right. And if you're not careful, here's the thing. I'm not going to be a fool to fall for anything. I just can't do that. I just can't. I used to do that years ago. But my thing is this, is I believe that, God can heal anything. God can change.
Yes,
anything.
He can.
There's an award.
But you got to believe. You have to believe.
That's true. But what I'm saying, that's what I'm alluding to. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways.
Amen.
He said, and then I will heal your land. Come on. There is nothing, even with Abraham. Abraham was so close to God that God paid attention to Abraham's prayers.
Yes,
come
he
on
did.
Now. Okay? Yeah. So we've got that kind of power, but what this society has elected to do is to shut our mouths and to cause us to disbelieve in the Almighty God. See, all of this power that people are flexing in, even around among us sometimes, we flexing and got no right to flex. I said, I went to the country, y'all. Ain't got no right to flex. You right. have no right to flex because there is one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. There is one God, God of all. All right. these little G's that's walking down here flexing. Guess what? The King of Kings is coming back, and he's coming back for his people.
Amen.
I want to be in that number, and I cannot lose. Here's what I won't do. And I won't always have dissension in my house because I don't want to come over on your side. And I'm just using you guys as an illustration.
Well, see,
just as an illustration, William.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that, you know what, just because you believe this, and I'm not going to have anything to be done with you. And they do this. They're doing this in families. They're doing this in churches. They're doing this in businesses. They're doing this among friendships with all of this hoopla stuff going on. And it is designed to cause separation.
I understand that. Now, let me jump in real quick because we only have a couple of minutes left. Mm. And my take is, I want facts. Mm. I want statistics. And you're exactly right. We have the inert and innate ability to be able to decipher if we exercise those qualities that we have been God has given us, okay?
Yes.
But we have to have something going. You have to have some information. And what I see. Now, I don't tell any, look, I'm not trying to tell anybody how they should vote. I always joke around and say, well, don't vote for that orange-haired fool. I can say that because I have a First Amendment right. However, why do I feel the same way I do? I mean, I am adamant about this. Any woman that votes for a person that talk about grabbing women by their genitals and he's able to get on with it. Any woman that brags and has three wives, cheated on all of them, okay, that's going to vote for this clown. Any woman that's going to vote for, or man that's going to vote for somebody that is liable for almost 80, let me be factual here. Let's see. 83 plus 5 is $88 million. Okay. For rape. And the latest post that's going on right now, you can see him hugging Jeffrey Epstein, who mysteriously died in prison.
Oh, you know that man got murdered.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I know that. I just, you know.
Yes.
Know that.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Now, people say, well, he gave away his salary. Well, guess what? Because he got $5 billion from the Chinese. His son-in-law got $2 billion from the Saudis. It mysteriously. Right, like a month or so, and right after he left the White House, and we can go on and, this is the same guy, I understand, that had to give up his nonprofit organization, okay? That's a couple of years ago. The same guy that also had to pay $25 million in this Trump University. The same guy that him and his daddy both got sued for and lost because of racial discrimination. Okay? The same guy that also, even after this Central Park Five were exonerated, said, oh, they should have been executed anyway. Vote for him if you want. You can do that. I'm not saying, I don't know who you're voting for, Dr. Sims. I don't care. That's okay. But do not say that these things are equal. And if you look at both candidates, the last time I checked, Joe Biden hasn't been convicted of any of those things. And
well, Diane Floyd asks us for prayer. She's had a family emergency.
Oh boy.
So I just want us to let her know that we're agreeing with her in the name of Jesus, that whatever is going on, God is the one true living God, the great I am that I am, and he will be whatever she and her family need for him to be in this hour. And we trust that he's working it all out in her favor in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. And so happy Palm Sunday to all of you. Hope you enjoyed the Boomerang Radio Show. We wish you a blessed and happy Resurrection Day next week, since we will not be here. We're taking a break for that so that you all can celebrate Resurrection Day with your families. And thanks for tuning in to the Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries radio show. We will be here next Saturday because we've got a special guest for you. I believe it's Dr. LaTangela Crossfield. We'll have her on for Women's History Month.
Yes.
To us about Women's History Month. So thank you guys for being with us. We hope you have a blessed week. We'll see you later.
Okay. And Dr. Sims.
Yes, sir. I enjoyed this subject today, but I want to encourage everybody in media land to pay attention to what's going on. Wake up out of sleep, mm-hmm. because it's not going to go away by you being silent. You have a right to share your voice. Miss CeCe's Kitchen is aired every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are doing things a little bit different because of the audience that I'm bringing aboard because of their different schedule times, but God is blessing it. And we are discussing major, major things. I had a guest on and we discussed relationships. Mm-hmm. So anyway, come on in where you can find us. And we are still, William still has us tied to LinkedIn. We're still, being aired on Studio W Buzz. Also, you can find, all you have to do is go on the browser and type in Miss CeCe's Kitchen. .com and it will take you right to the group site, and it's open to the public, and we are aired there as well as to my main profile. So come on in and join us. Like I said, we're discussing some major topics, and it gets pretty heated. And Anne, I have not forgotten you. I'm just coming back to get myself together. I'm you know,
I understand.
Bringing myself back together. But no, I need you. You know, I got you.
Right.
To come on in, because there's certain things I want to talk about, this GMO, because I'm being modified.
and what I noticed is she invited you on the program. You know, I think I probably have to call her agent to get on her program.
You are so wrong, William. I got receipts on you. You were
I need to see them.
And you could not. I don't care. You know what? Receipts is what receipts are.
I need verification.
You're so spoiled. You're such a spoiled
I can't believe that.
You want to have all of this tension.
I can't believe what she's saying, yes, Ann. I can't believe that.
Spoiled, I say with love. You're spoiled. And Ann has never been on my show, okay? It is what it is. Okay?
Yeah.
Broke in the show.
Anyway. Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. Or whatever
love you
say.
William.
Yeah, okay.
I'm observing.
Yes, you know. Hey, ladies, hey, I want to thank you so much. This has been, I would say, a fiery, provocative, rather. Okay.
Outnumbered 2-1.
Oh, boy. You know I'm not scared. You already know.
I know. You love the challenge.
I love it. As a matter of fact, I went out partying last night.
Oh, Oh, look. Uh-oh. Oh, and go on his site. He's out there dancing on his birthday. I said, look-a-here.
Oh, yeah.
Shake your thing.
Oh, yeah.
Shake it. I said, ah.
That's right. And I was sharp, too. I was sharp.
Oh, yeah. He had his hat to the side. He had a star. I said, is this Pimp
Daddy Williams? Hey, look at
What? And he had an attitude.
Look,
you should see the hat tilting the side, girl. In his suit, and he's standing there. I said, "Oh snap!"
Can't tell him nothing.
Look, if I go out, I'm not a wallflower. Yeah. Never have been. If I'm gonna take the time to go out, I'm going to have myself a good time.
I know your attitude fit the attire. Out
there smelling yourself on a dance floor.
That's right. Hey, you better take the rug off because I'm cutting it up.
Oh,
I'm going to cut it.
His partner said, I told him to go in.
That's right.
I watched his face. He's making faces. I said, oh, it doesn't hurt. Oh.
See, so you already know you would have been out there with me.
Oh, Lord. Don't put that out there.
Hey, ladies. Oh, this has been so much fun. Hey, thank you so much. Thank Dr. Sales and Woody Till. This has been a fun show. Hey, thank you, guys. Hey, stay tuned. Okay. That's Long Tall Judy. No, I'm not going to play that one right now.
Her cousin.
I said,
I'm like, okay.
Oh my good. Oh, what am I gonna glow out with? Oh, I'll do this one. Hey, this is a safe one. All right, ladies. Hey, stay tuned. Coming up, Sunday Night Gold. Yours truly, WB, right here on the network. Thank you, Dr. Sims. Love you, girl. I know you do.